Hi everyone, welcome to the Let's Do It Afraid podcast. Today we are recording on a Tuesday, right, Yvette?
Yes.
Not our usual Monday. We like to record on Mondays, but mom life. Yvette and I realized quickly over the weekend that our kids were off on Monday, so we didn't record. My kids are a little bit older. My daughter's 17, my son is 9, so I feel like it wasn't a big deal for me because I could easily distract them. My daughter can sleep until noon, and my son, as long as I put TV in my room or something, he'll be fine as well. But Yvette has a lot children, three kids that are a lot smaller, so that was hectic. How was it for you?
I mean, it's doable. It's just like you're gonna hear them in the background. Like if I throw them outside, like they can go play outside, right? Because I'm like literally right here. But you'll hear it. Like these walls, you can hear through them. So if they're screaming, I'm like, how do I cancel the noise and be attentive? But then also, I'm pretty sure maybe you can't because the dog sometimes makes noise. So I don't know if there's noise
I never
canceling
hear
issues.
him. Yeah, I never hear
But
him.
I'm always freaking out and putting myself on mute because the dog like can snore. He's a Frenchie. But his nose is tucked in, so it's really hard for him to breathe when he's sleeping. And I'm like, oh my God, you decide to sleep when I'm recording. But she
Yeah.
says she hasn't heard him, so.
No, I've never heard him. And I mean, right now it's raining over here in sunny California. So you really could even send them outside. It's like
You're right. I didn't think of
raining.
that. I didn't
Yeah,
think
it's
of that.
raining.
But my daughter wants, when she's home, she's like, can we do this? And can we do that? And I'm like, honestly, I was so busy yesterday and I was like, I have a whole task to do, like a whole list of things to do. I didn't even go grocery shopping. And then the kids were like, the fridge is empty. I'm like, yeah, honey, I know you're home. I like, this is throwing off my routine. And I totally didn't prepare for this because they forgot they were going to be off. And the only reason I remembered was because I went to my kid's school on Friday because my kid's birthday was over the spring break period, and I was usually gonna send something on Monday, but I was so like over my episode. I had a crazy episode weekend, so my body just needed to relax, and so I did as I could Monday and Tuesday, and I was like super limited to what I was able to do. And so I took in the Jell-O's on Friday because I messaged the teacher. I'm like, I know it's super late, but I just really don't want him to feel like I forgot about him because usually it's like a big deal for me. And she's like, yeah, perfect, bring it in. So I come in and then I hear over the speaker in the morning, like, oh, guys, have a great 3-day weekend. I was like, what the heck just happened? Because I did not even know they had it off. They didn't have it off last year. So I was like
Yeah.
lost.
Yeah. I know we try to be really good about planning our schedule and like looking at the school calendar. But then it's hard because your kids go to different school district than my kids, so sometimes the calendars aren't the same. But yeah, we really try to like always make sure that we blocked off when they were off. But we forgot, but it's okay. We were able to do it on Tuesday. We were winging it. I'm getting better at not being so paranoid and like have to be it has to be this way. I'm learning to be. Yvette's rubbing off on me. It's like sometimes you just got to go with the
And you're
punch.
rubbing off on me. I'm like, I need structure. Like,
Yeah.
I can't do this. I'm like, I function like this all the time. I don't know why I need structure, but let's do this. Like, it's just like I feel like I'm more productive when I have a list to like check off. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be at the hour, but like I'm doing something and then I feel like I accomplished something versus like I just let the schedule go and what the heck did I do?
Yeah. So today we just wanted to do kind of like a fun episode, check in with one another, check in with our listeners. We wanted to just not have it maybe be as like long as our other episodes, just something a little bit more laid back. We really would like to know what our listeners enjoy, if they like more shorter episodes, longer episodes. Hopefully we'll get more feedback because we haven't been getting a lot of feedback. We are trying, but we'll get there. So I did want to update everyone on the Hawaii trip. We went to Hawaii. We went to Maui over spring break. So it was a couple weeks now that we were back. We had a lot of fun. My son, it was his 9th birthday. He loved it. This year we went back to Maui. So we went back to Maui. We went back to the Lahaina, Kaanapali area. And I don't know, like everything about this trip was better than last time, like the food, everything, which I thought was like last year was so much fun, so it was gonna be hard to top. But we did decide, okay, like next, because we do like to do a trip every spring break. We're like, okay, well, next year we're not gonna go back to Hawaii. We wanna maybe try somewhere new that we've never been. So I was a little sad because I'm like, I wanna go back to Hawaii, but I also wanna like explore new places, so I get that. How was your spring break?
was good. It was typical home with the kids. Usually we don't really go out on spring break just because my husband works, and I'm like, I feel weird going out on vacation without him. I don't know. It's just, it's much more to tackle. I mean, I can do it. It's just like, I'm like, it's like being home with them anyways. Like, I'm just gonna be stressed out. So if I have more help, it's a little bit easier. And then I like to go out with them in the day, like when they're home. We'll go to the park or just do extra activities so they don't get bored in the house. And just depending on how my energy level is too, but they love to chill too and watch movies. So whatever is it comes up is what we do. And I love that you went to Hawaii. What about like I've never been, but isn't there other areas that you can visit, or they're just over Hawaii?
Oh, well, no, I mean, there's a lot of different islands, right? So it's like the island of Maui, the Big Island, there's Oahu, there's Kauai. I mean, there's a lot of different islands that we've never been. We've only been to Maui. But I think my kids, more my daughter, I feel like my daughter was just like, Mom, it was too many days of the same thing. I could literally sit at the beach and read and have a Mai Tai all day, every day. But I feel like with my daughter, she needed just a little bit more. So she's like, I want to go somewhere where we can maybe do some more sightseeing. Like, I'm kind of over just like the beach. So, and like I said, even if any of the islands that you go to in Hawaii, you're still going to get beautiful waters and, the food, the people. I love, like, they're just, everyone is so nice. I feel like everything is just a little bit more slower paced and, relaxing. It's so beautiful, so relaxing. But I think they just want to experience like a whole new place. Like we were thinking of maybe Puerto Rico. We've never been to Puerto Rico. Or there's so many places in the United States too that I've never been that I always wanted to go to. I've always wanted to go to New York. I've always wanted to go to Louisiana. I've always wanted to go to Nashville, to Tennessee. So I'm like, they're like, there's other places too that we want to experience in life.
Okay, that's awesome. Have you guys ever done like a cruise?
No, and I'm not sure if the cruise life is for me
Okay.
because I get really seasick. We went on a boat when we were in Hawaii. We saw some whales and we saw some dolphins. It was so much fun. But I had to drink tons of Dramamine, and then I felt really tired like the rest of the day. But even when I was on the ship, I mean, it's not a ship, it's like a boat, right? So I know that the cruise ship would be much bigger, but I've just heard, I don't know, like I feel scared. And I know like we talk about this fear, but all the people that I ask that get seasick or car sick or motion sickness, they have a horrible time on a cruise ship because they're constantly feeling sick. I mean, even when I was on this little boat in Maui for 2 hours, I had to be sitting down a lot. And I feel like I would have to like go down to the where they had like drinks and AC and just kind of sit there and breathe. And then I would like, okay, let me go back up. So I feel like I missed a lot of things, where it's like, I don't know if I want to go on a cruise because I don't know how I would feel, but we'll see.
Yeah, my dad and my mom love going on cruises, but I'm like, I don't think I can do it. And then my brothers are like, it's the same thing. If you take a drink, you won't even know. I'm like, okay. But I mean, I've done like the little boats and at the ferry and things like that in San Francisco, and they're not that bad. But I'm
Yeah.
like, I don't know. I just like my anxiety. I'm like, what if I have a panic attack and I need to get off and I don't know, like I'm in the middle of nowhere. But they want to go. They're gonna go to Alaska, I think, in October for my dad's 70th.
How fun.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that might be fun. You should try to go. You might.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. I know. I
Sorry.
know. Easier said than done. I know. I
Yeah.
know. So we were kind of talking earlier about kind of feeling a little burnt out. When you and I first started this like podcast journey, we had talked about like, okay, yeah, we're gonna like do as many recordings a week as we can, and if we can do multiple recordings, we'll do multiple recordings so we can be ahead. And but quit I feel like after the Hawaii trip, I kind of realized that I wanted to like reel it in a little bit more and only do once a week because we'll talk a little bit more about that later about how we want to have like an actual break in the summer and maybe do like the ending of a season one and then continue back on season two. And so when we come back on season two, really only record once a week because Both of us have such a crazy life, being entrepreneurs and having children. And then also just feeling like we're missing out on certain things, right? Like we've been talking about, we want to go to like the She Can Club events and we want to do all these things, but we don't have time. And so I have been feeling a little bit of burnout, and I think it's important to just remind people that it's okay to express that, and it's okay to ask for what you need. Because I know, like, for me, I was like really scared to be like, oh, like Yvette, what if she hates me? Because I'm gonna be like, can we please just do once a week? Like the people pleaser in me. But then I was like, no, like I do need to start advocating for myself when I do need to speak up and when something doesn't feel, rather than just like, have it be so overwhelming that then you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like it really is better to be like, I just need, to take things a little bit slower.
I think it, I mean, it's not bad. Like meeting with each other is, I mean, I enjoy it. It's just like the background work. It takes more time than we thought. And then also like, how do we stay on schedule, release and things like that. And I mean, nobody's ever going to be perfect in podcasters. That's the way it is. Like I've been looking around and they've all dealt with some kind of like process and figuring it out. And that's part of the process. So I'm just like, it's fine. But also it's okay to not be okay. Like that's something that hit me this morning because I was just feeling so like shitty this morning. I don't know what hit me. My throat was hurting and I was just not myself. And I was like, what the heck? Like literally, I think it was yesterday. The kids were home, so then like threw my schedule off and I was like, okay, well we'll just go with the punches. If we record, we record. But then I'm like, I don't want to show up. Like I'm not. It's not me, you know? And sometimes I feel like if we overdo it, maybe that's not us, and maybe we don't like we can they can tell that they can sense when we're not ourselves, you know what I mean? And it's like I want to give them the best of me, and I do that to everything, and the people pleasing in me, here we go with giving us 100%, but if we're like on low battery, it's really hard to do. So I it's something that I did want to put out there too, like it's okay to not be okay, and it is what it is, and just accept it. And if your body says slow down, then slow down because you don't want to deal with any of the mental health stuff. I promise you, you don't.
Yeah, and you don't want to just really, I don't know, like you're not doing anyone any favors by not being the best version of yourself. And you did make a good point. Like, we want to come on here and we want to give the best part of ourselves. And people can feel when you're not doing that and you're not being authentic. So I'd rather us do like less episodes, but have them be really, really good than do a bunch of episodes that people don't even listen to because they're not as good,
I agree.
So, we wanted to talk a little bit about like pop culture things, and I was going to mention some books that I'm reading, and we also wanted to answer some questions from listeners. We did get a few of them. First, I wanted to talk about how, it's recently been 30 years that Selena passed. I know I can't believe it's been 30 years. It's crazy to me how long it's been. But the person who murdered her, Yolanda, was going to be up for parole. Or she was up for parole recently, and so she went before the board meeting, the parole board meeting in Texas, and then she was denied. So she is going to be staying in prison, where most of Selena's fans probably want her to stay, and also the Quintanilla family definitely want her to stay there. I think for me, I do think that she should stay there. And not to say that like people can't change or that, you don't deserve a second chance, anything like that. But I think what upsets me the most about her is that she's never really taking accountability for what she did. And I've never really seen remorse or, like you took somebody's life and somebody not, every life matters. But especially like she was such a big person and she meant so much to so many people. So you can't just end somebody's life and then just for, expect people to forget about it. Like, no, we have not forgotten what you've done, and you have not shown us that you are even sorry about what you did.
I agree. I mean, the whole process has been a whole like movie for me. And I'm like, I can't believe people like how can they even get forgiveness or like get parole when they're not even showing remorse?
Exactly. And I always like during around the day that she died is really close to her birthday. Her birthday would be April 16th if she was still alive. And so it is always important for me to remember her and honor her. And for my kids, even, like, I always make sure that we listen to her music around. I mean, during the year, I listen to her music, but especially around this time, we listen to her music a lot. We always watch the last concert. We watch the movie. I share stories about, what I remember and ways that she impacted me to my kids, because I don't know, like, it's just important for me for people to remember her and for not her not to be forgotten, because she is such an important part of my life and somebody that meant a lot to 8-year-old Myra. So
Yeah.
I like to remember and honor her always.
Wait. You can't forget. You have to say your sister. Your daughter
Oh, my
won for the
daughter, yes.
Selena contest. I was like, "Girl, she
Yeah.
must have been like so excited about that."
I don't know if, yeah, I think I don't know if I talked about it on here, but yeah. So,
No.
I did. Oh, okay. So last year, every year, I think this is the second year they're going to do it. They're going to have a Selena lookalike contest here where we live. They're going to have like a little market to remember her, and there'll be like vendors and food and music. And they have the Selena lookalike contest. And last year, my daughter won, and she's on the, there's like right now on social media, there's people are promoting this event, and she's on there, so you could see her. But yeah, she's so cute, and she I told her, I was like, you should do it again, but she's like, no, mom, like I already won, like I don't want to do it again. But yeah, it's just so funny to not funny, but it's just something so beautiful to me, because I'm like, gosh, like who would have thought? Like I never imagined that my daughter would have won this Selena lookalike contest. But then when she like did the hair and the red lips and the outfit, I was like, oh my gosh. Well, I've been dressing her up as Selena forever, like for Halloween, like when she
Yeah.
was little. So
Yeah.
I'm like, you were like, I've been preparing you for this moment, your
I
whole
love
life.
that. I did the same thing with Elodie. I think she was 2 years old and I couldn't find like a costume that looked okay. So I was like, I sent my aunt a message and I was like, "Can you please make her like at least just a little romper?" And it was like the cutest thing ever. She had the little bow. I had the boys dress up as the dinos. It was the
Oh my
cutest thing
gosh,
ever.
you never share that with me. Send me
Yeah, I'll send you a
pictures.
picture. It's on my other phone.
Oh yes, send me a picture. That's so
Yeah.
cute. Every year I'm like, Lily, you want to dress up as Selena again? She's like, no. Like for Halloween.
I'm upset because I'm like, I can never find anything that tops that. Like, this is like never gonna be anything. And I'm like, another year I did Chavo del Ocho and La Vecindad, but I'm like, it's still not the Selena vibe. Like, I need
No.
something like musical. She loves to sing and dance. So I'm like,
Yes.
it was great.
Yeah, no, my daughter, she doesn't love to sing, but she does love to dance. So it was always just so cute when I would dress her up and we would just like dance like Selena. But yeah, no, she doesn't want to do it anymore. So I'm kind of sad. It's kind of the end of an era.
I agree, I
She
agree.
still loves Selena, but she's just like, I don't want to do that anymore. The other thing that I wanted to ask you about is, have you seen the whole I don't know, like drama with Chappell Roan? Do you know who that is, the singer? Oh,
No.
okay. So there's a singer, her name's Chappell Roan. She sings the Pink Pony Club
Oh, okay.
song.
No, I've
Pink
not heard.
Pony Club. Your daughter probably has, because I just
Yeah,
kidding.
oh, that girl's
Yeah.
amazing. And I'm like, who sings that? Like,
Yeah, she'll know. She'll ask her. So yeah, my daughter really likes her, and she seemed I don't really know too much about her, but I was l watching TikTok, and I was seeing all this drama about her appearing on an episode of the Call Her Daddy podcast, where she says something like, "Oh, I don't want to have any kids," and they ask her like, "Oh, Alex asks her something, and she says something along the lines of how she has all of her friends that she has all have small children, like under 5. And she says, all of my friends, like this is, her experience. She's saying they don't look really happy. They all look like they don't really have like life in their eyes. They look really tired, So she was just saying, like, I don't even know if I really want to do that. Like, it doesn't seem like it's the most fun thing. And so a lot she's getting a lot of hate from people online that are just like so upset by what she said, and they're like wanting to cancel her. I don't know, like I didn't find offense to that, and I think it's because I can remember when my children were smaller and I was in the trenches and I felt like a zombie. I felt like I had no light in my eyes and I was always tired. And, sometimes you don't eat, you don't shower, like you're exhausted. Not to say that I wasn't happy. I mean, I love my kids. I would die for my kids and I don't regret having my kids. But being the mom of young or small children is not the most fun thing. Like there's a reason they say it's the most rewarding job, but it's also the hardest job you will ever do. And then we live in a country where we don't have a lot of support as mothers. My mother-in-law lives in Mexico, and when she had all of her children, she would be in bed for 40 days. Her mom would come and feed her, help her take care of her other children. She had a huge village of people to help her. I don't have that. A lot of mothers don't have that. And then it's like we're losing a lot of mothers right now are losing their Medicare, they're losing, free lunches, they're, so it's like we don't live in a country that is really supportive of moms and people having families. So I do understand that people are afraid to have children.
Having a village and raising a kid is really hard because, I mean, luckily I still have support system. Thank God I still have my parents and siblings that can help when they can. But I mean, for the most part, I do a lot of the stuff and I don't know, it's really hard for me to give up that kind of control. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I've talked to this with my therapist too. I'm like, I don't know if it's the control freak in me, but I don't want to miss an appointment with my kid because my oldest has so many different things going on that I'm like, they're going to miss it and they're just going to go to the appointment. But what if he didn't ask the right questions? And it's really hard. He's like, well, give him a piece of paper and have him give that to the doctor, answer your questions. If they have any questions, write it back. And I'm like, that's just the process. Can I just go?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, so I wasn't like I was not offended by her comment at all.
I mean, I can see how people can get offended, but a lot of the times anything we say can be taken the wrong way. And it's like, that wasn't our intention. And depending on how people read it, it's a lot of times how, like, when you write messages too, if you write it to professionalism, muy seco, como dirá mi mamá, like, it just doesn't have any emotional attachment. But it depends on how people are reading it.
And I mean, I think it's true that a lot of young people really are not wanting to have children. I mean, my daughter says all the time, she's only 17, so of course this could change tomorrow, right? But she always says, like, I don't want children. Like, I don't think I want children. And that's fine. Like, if she doesn't want kids, I support her. If she wants kids, I support her. Whatever she wants is what I want. But yeah, it's not uncommon. I've heard a lot of people with that same sentiment. And maybe it's because people are being more honest about their experiences as mother, that they're like, God, this doesn't sound
Right? Yeah,
like,
that could be.
So, I did want to talk about a few books that I've read recently. I've read more than these, but I really only want to share the books that I felt were like a 4-star or a 5-star for me. So that, I don't know, I just feel like they're more exciting than to talk about the ones that I rated 1 or 2 or 3 stars. So the first book that I wanted to talk about is called When We Meet Again. It's by Kristen Harmel. And I loved this book. I read this book in probably 2 days. I could not put it down. I mean, it was so good. It's about this girl named Emily, and she's recently lost her grandmother, which was a really important person in her life. And she, when her grandmother passes away, she receives a painting in the mail, and it's a painting of her grandmother when she was younger, wearing like this beautiful red dress. And behind the painting, there's a note that says, "He never stopped loving her." So that kind of leads her on this quest to find more answers about her grandfather, because nobody knew who her grandfather was. Everyone thought that he had just abandoned the grandmother. So it just leads her down this path, and it's such a really, really good book. I definitely recommend this book. I rated it 5 stars. And then another book that I wanted to talk about is called it's The Four Winds by Kristen Hannah. I mean, even the cover is beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome.
And this is a book that I will probably keep on my shelf forever because I just loved it so much I can't part with it. It's 5 stars for me as well. It takes place during the Great War and the Great Depression. about a woman who has to make a hard choice to move from Oklahoma to California during the Great Depression. And I have an older friend who I think, I don't know if I've talked about her here, but she's in her 80s. And her and I go and get our nails done together every month. We have a nail appointment, a nail date, her and I. And she's in her 80s, and I love her so much. And when I read this book, I asked her about it because she was alive during this time and she lived in California. And everything that I asked her about this book was very true to her life. Like everything was all like similar to her experience as well. So I just thought that that was really cool how everything, like this author really did their research and really wanted to make sure that it was as close to people's actual stories as possible. She even talks about how they would have to, because everyone was so poor, so they would have to make skirts out of, you know, those big bags of like beans and rice. Yeah, they would have to make dresses and skirts out of that because you couldn't buy actual dresses.
Oh my
And when I
God.
asked my friend, she was like, yeah, that's a true story. Like my grandmother would make us skirts and dresses out of those things. And I'm like, oh wow, that is so cool. Well, not cool. I mean, it's sad, but it's just like
No.
fascinating to me. I love
Yeah.
history, so it's just really fascinating to me. The last book that I want to talk about is also a 5 stars for me. It's called The Things We Do for Love, also by Kristen Hannah. She's just an author that I'm obsessed with at the moment, so I'm reading a lot of her books. And this was also, I read this book in 2 days. I was obsessed.
Was the
It's
rating?
the rating, I rated it 5. Yeah. And so it's about a woman named Angie who's going through a divorce. She wasn't able to have any children, and that kind of caused a lot of issues in her marriage. Not because her husband resented her for it or anything like that. It was just, it caused a lot of issues in her marriage. And so she has to move back home to her hometown after they get a divorce, and she's working at her family restaurant, and she meets a young girl who I believe is 16. Or 17. Her name is Lauren, and Lauren has a horrible home life. She has a really bad relationship with her mom. So they form this like relationship where it's like Angie is really wanting a child and Lauren is really in need of a mother. So they just form this like really beautiful bond, and it's such a beautiful story. I cried, I laughed. I just loved everything about this book. So I definitely recommend that if you like books that you check it out. Yeah, so those are the only books that I wanted to talk about. Have you read anything or anything
Love
yet?
that. No, I actually we were talking about getting a book club in the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, so that's in the works. I'm gonna do Audible because I do not read, but
Yeah.
it's getting me somewhere.
Yeah.
I started listening to that podcast that Michelle León had talked about. The it's by Yasmín Derbez, which is Derbez's daughter.
Oh,
I forgot
yeah.
his name. Eugenio Derbez's daughter. And it's about breaking the limiting barriers and ideas that we have, and it was pretty cool. I listened to 3 different episodes yesterday, and I was like so engaged. It was great.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad. I don't know if I told you, but when I got back into reading, I started with audiobooks because I felt
Oh,
like
I didn't know that.
I didn't have the time to, I felt at the moment I didn't have the time to like sit down and read. So I started with audiobooks because I was like, well, I can listen to this when I'm at the gym, while I'm driving. I was taking my son to all these appointments at the time, so it was just like easy to do in the car. And that's kind of how I got back into reading. And now I just love holding a physical copy that I can't imagine going back to audio, but to each their own. I think it'll still be fun for you, so you'll have to keep us updated.
I'm super slow at reading, so I'm like, if somebody can read it for me and it's like I understand the conversation, like it'll be much quicker for me.
Well, keep us updated. Let us know what you
Okay,
think.
will do.
There was a few questions that people wanted to or asked us. The first is, if you got a divorce, would you get married again?
No, I've never thought of that. I just feel like the trust wouldn't be the same. I guess I'd have to work on myself. I don't know. It depends on why I was divorced in the first place. Or
Exactly.
like if you get widowed, I guess maybe if you get widowed, it's a little bit different, a little bit easier, but I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like I would linger with the memory and try to like, I don't know. I'd probably still cherish the memories and it'd be really hard, but I don't know.
Same. I have thought about this, and I think right now my answer would be no. It would also depend like why we got a divorce, obviously, but I don't know. I just feel like when I got married, I really, really believed in what I was doing, and I really believed in the vows that I was saying. And so for, I don't know, like for it to not work out, I would lose a lot of trust, but also just the idea of marriage. I just feel like I wouldn't believe in it anymore, if that makes sense. Like I don't know, like I wouldn't believe, like I'm like, I already did this, it didn't work out, I don't want to do this again.
I feel the same way. I'm like, that's how, like, I swear my mom told me like 100 times, if you're gonna get married, you better think about it. Like, I'm not saying that it's not the right step, but there's no undoing it. And so, like, that was engraved in me, and I was like, at 100%, this is what I wanted to do, and like, you're not telling me any different. So it's like, to be able to break that, I don't know what it would take,
Yeah.
but I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, and then I don't know. I feel like I love my husband so much, it'd be really hard for me to love anyone else the same. And then, like, if I had small kids, I wouldn't want anyone else around them. So
Yeah.
I'm not saying like I might have like a boyfriend and he can live in his house and I can live in my house and we'll see each other every once in a while. But I don't know if I'd want to be single forever, but I just don't know if I would want to like fully commit and to marriage again.
Yeah, I have no idea. And I feel like a lot of the times, like, the community we live in, it's like we've lost a lot of our values, and the people just like, they've gotten so used to like, if something doesn't work out, we're just gonna like figure it out and like break up and go with somebody else, and it's just a cycle. And I'm like, it was that easy? Like, you don't have foundational values where you're like, you're committed to somebody? Like, I don't understand, but I mean, to each their own. And I don't want it to be I don't want to be canceled because I just said that, but
No,
you
no,
know
no.
what I mean? Like, you just
I know
never
what you mean.
know, and it's not until you're in that situation. And no judgment to anybody that's ever done it and things of that. It's not for me. And I don't know. I maybe hopefully it doesn't bite me in my butt later, or what's it called?
No, because it's just, I
Hopefully
mean,
I don't have to bite my tongue, but
it's our experience, you know,
yeah.
like I'm not saying that it's bad to get a divorce. There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's just a personal choice. Well, maybe I've just gotten cynical. I don't know. But I'm not saying like I would still get married to my husband again. I'm just saying that if it didn't work out with him, I don't know if I'd want to do that again, you
Yeah,
know?
makes sense.
So another question that we got is yelling normal in a relationship? How do you fight correctly?
That's not a question for me. I have no idea. My mom and my dad never fought in front of us. Like, I mean, I never lived it. My older siblings say that they did, and I don't know. Like, my brothers would be like, well, he would get mad and he'd leave and drive off into some parking lot and sit there for hours, hours, pissed and like hitting the car, like, I don't know, taking it out on the pillow. I don't remember exactly what he said, but I was like, what? And then like my dad would hear what he would tell me, and he's like, you're lying. Don't even say that. That's a lie. And I'm like, why doesn't anybody want to own up to their stuff? Like, it's okay. It's the way people process. And I feel like I was like, well, then I don't know if that's real love, right? Because they did like this whole fairy tale kind of type of thing, or like novella, where I just never saw them arguing. I mean, if they didn't, it was only my mom's way or the highway, or like, I don't know. My dad just gave in, and he's always said that, like, what is he saying?
Happy
It's
wife,
whatever
happy
she
life.
says. Yes, happy wife, happy life, but in Spanish, no me acuerdo cómo dice.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, dad, it's fine. Like, but I'm like, it's really hard because when I got married, I was like, what is this? Like, is this normal? I was like, that's not normal. I'm like, because you didn't do it, or like, you just don't want to own up to it, or like, because I'm your daughter, you want to overprotect. I don't understand.
Yeah. No, I mean, my parents, I mean, I'm sure they fought. I don't know. I was really young when they got divorced, so a lot of it I don't remember. But I don't think that yelling is normal. I don't think that we should strive to yell in a relationship or raise our voice or, you know, call people out of their name. You know, we are human, so of course sometimes like our anger does get the best of us, and I am guilty of yelling. My husband is guilty of yelling, but it is something that I am working on and I am trying to be better about, and I don't think that it should be normalized in a relationship. Like I do tell my kids that I don't if my daughter was asking me this, I'd be like, no, it's not normal. Like it's normal to have you know, differences of opinion or just not see eye to eye on something, or you know, like that's very normal. But it's also like, how do we go about it? You know, what is the
I don't know,
problem?
like, but are we giving them false expectations? Because I feel like a lot of the times, like, that's how our community is, or that's how the society. So you're gonna take the first yelling instance and be like, this is a red flag. Like, You know, because then it's
Got
like,
it.
how much is enough and how
Yeah.
much is too much? Like, it's really gray area for me. And it's
Yeah.
like, my family, like my dad's side of the family, all of them have a really, really loud voice, which is why I have a loud
Yeah.
voice and I blame it on them. Sometimes when I call my mom and she'll be like, "Por qué me estás gritando?" I'm like, "I'm not. I swear, that's just my tone of voice. I didn't mean to yell. Like, that's not, I'm sorry." I'll like lower it. But then I'm like, then she can't hear me. And then she's like, "No te escucho." I'm like, "Okay, mom, I know you have like hearing loss, but like, how can we make this work without you being offended? Just remember, that's just my voice." And then my kid has that voice too. So I'm like, oh, but yeah.
My husband has a voice like that too. Like he'll be talking on the phone with his mom, and I think my whole neighborhood can hear him because he talks so loud. And if my mom calls me, she'll be like, "Mijo, ¿por qué está gritando Jesús?" We're like, "Why is he yelling?" And I'm like, "He's not yelling, mom. He's just talking to his mom. That's how he talks." But yeah, so I do see your point in that. I guess it just depends. Like you said, I think it's more of like, what do you say when you're yelling? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you
Or the
being? Are
way
you?
you say things, I guess, is
Yeah,
more.
the way you say things, or are you calling them out of their name? Like, are we being really disrespectful, or is it just like, I just need a moment, you know? I want my kids to be like in this like really like perfect relationship where nobody yells and it's all kumbaya. But you're right, like, is that realistic? Probably not.
Yeah.
But I did see this thing, like I always listen to the Jay Shetty podcast. I love Jay Shetty. And he does say that a lot, how if we're having a disagreement on something, if one of us wins, then we both lose. You
Oh,
know? So it's
interesting.
like, it's more of like, what is the actual issue? Like, that's what we have an issue about. It's not, I'm not, my issue isn't with you. It's with what is happening right now, you know, that's making me angry or something.
What's
So I
the
think it's,
object?
yeah. So it's almost like maybe just like, I want to be able to, I guess see more clearly, like, okay, this is what I don't like, and let's try to fix it, you know, rather than like, I just want to be right.
Yeah. I agree.
The other question, the last question that we had is, do you believe in aliens?
I don't know. It's a hard one. Like, I've never seen them in my life, but I wouldn't want to see one. So I don't. Maybe they do exist. Like, crazy, crazy. I don't remember when it was. Maybe like 2010, I want to say. Like, I was still a senior. There was like this weird thing flying in the air, and the kids were playing out on the street, and they like would play soccer every single afternoon in the street. And then out of nowhere, like it starts getting dark, and then there's this huge light in the sky, and the kids were like, "What the heck is that?" And like I look up and I'm like, "Oh my God." I'm like, "You guys better go home before they come get us." So I mean, I'm sure they do exist. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It was not a normal object. So I honestly don't want to wait until they come here and say hi, because yeah. But
Yeah.
I was seeing some crazy TikToks the other day where in Florida they're like literally underwater. I don't know if
Oh,
you saw that. Yeah,
like the aliens were
the
underwater?
UFOs came out of the water. There was like three that
Oh,
came
I
out of
haven't
the
seen that.
water. Oh, it was yeah. I was like, I would have never wanted to go back to that place. So thank you for telling me.
I do believe in aliens. I don't believe that they look like in the movie E.T. necessarily, but I just find it hard to believe that we live in this like huge universe with I don't even know how many planets. And you're going to tell me that the only one that has life form is Earth. Like, I don't know. I just find that really hard to believe. I do believe that there's something out there. And I was listening to this podcast by Khloe Kardashian. It's called Khloe in Wonderland. And she recently had somebody on, not recently, I think it was like a month. I don't remember. But yeah, recently she had somebody on there who's like an expert in aliens. He calls them ETs. That's what he calls them. He's like a doctor. I think his name was like Steven, something like that. I don't know, but after listening to that, I was like, oh my gosh, like so many things make so much sense. And he does say like we shouldn't be afraid of them because if they wanted to destroy us, they would have. Like they
Yeah.
would have already destroyed us if people knew
Yeah.
like what they're really
I just
capable
feel like I get so like I don't know, we're
of.
worried
We've
about them
already
because
met one and
like
we don't even know.
right? I know, but like because the government, I hear all these things about like the government has them and Area 51 and like all this stuff, so I'm like maybe it's something that I don't need to learn, you know?
You're right. I don't look too much into it, but I do find it fascinating.
I agree.
Well, a couple local questions are, how do we feel about police officers, returning to high school campuses?
I don't know. I'm like split in the middle, but I feel like it's time that we need them because a lot of the structure has gone. A lot of like following processes when something happens, like the local stabbing that happened at a local high school, the parents weren't even alerted. They didn't know like where to go find the kid and had a million questions. But then at the same time, if the officers abuse of their power, I've seen that happen too. And when I was on campus, they were very racist. But I did go to a predominantly Anglo-Saxon school, so I just was used to it, but it's like it makes the hostility a little bit more predominant.
Yeah, when I was in high school too, we also had police officers on campus. I don't remember having like a bad interaction with any of them, but I was, I was a nerd, I was a good kid, so
Yeah.
that was expected. But I don't know, I do feel like there was a lot less fights when I was in high school. It wasn't as violent. It wasn't as like common. It didn't happen every day. There was definitely nobody was getting attacked with a knife or any sort of weapon. So part of me is like, this is going to be a good thing. I do want to see that because the high schools where we live are really scary right now. And, I have a child in high school. So it is something that I kind of am excited to be back, but I'm also nervous because you just don't know. Like, you just never know what can happen.
I'm scared. My kid has one more year before he goes to middle school, and apparently all the middle schools are not going into the high schools, and there's like no way around it. The school that I wanted to take him to, the charter school, is no longer going to be in service. This is their last year, I want to say, or the year, or the next year. I don't know. I just heard that the other day, and so I'm really bummed because my brother was a founding class of that school, and so I looked forward to that. But now I'm like, I have no other option but to send him to a huge school. And like, if you see all these fights breaking out, how are they going to control it with now middle school being in the same school? Like, it breaks my head. So I don't know what I'm going to do, and it's really something that worries me.
But yeah, no, that's the other thing I wanted to ask you about is like, how do we feel about the seventh and eighth graders going into high schools now? Because all of the middle schools where we live are closing. I mean, right now, currently, I'm really lucky that my son goes to a school that looks like they're going to keep their seventh and eighth graders. So it's like from kindergarten all the way to eighth grade. So I don't personally have to worry about that right now, which makes me feel better. But if I was in your shoes, I would be really scared. I don't know what I would do because I don't want to send my, what are they, like 12 when they're in seventh grade? Like a 12-year-old has no business being in school with an 18-year-old.
Yeah, so I had that argument with somebody at school the other day. Not an argument, but the conversation. And they were like, well, they do that at that school. And that was the school I wanted to send my kid to. And I was like, yeah, but can you think about it? It's like
It's a
100 kids.
smaller school.
Has nothing to do with the huge school, which already, like, all these campuses already have, like, crazy outbursts and knives and attacks and. Actually, the school I'm talking about recently, I know you're gonna know which school it is now. The kid recently hit the principal, and there was sheriffs, and there was a whole episode, and so that closes already. I mean, that school's already closing, so.
But yeah, it's just a scary time. I don't believe, I mean, I'm like, I feel like freshmen barely belong in high school. Like, how are we doing seventh and eighth graders there? Like, that is, they just do not belong on the same campus. And like you said, it's different when it's a very small, controlled environment where versus this huge, I mean, our high schools are all like, what, 4,000? More 4,000 and more kids probably. So it's like that's a lot. And now you're adding two more grades. That's insane.
Yeah, and I don't even know how they're gonna fit them. I did see that they said they were gonna put like portables on the fields and stuff, so they're not gonna have as many like rec areas. So I don't know. I don't even know how they're gonna do it. And like people are like, well, they'll be separated by grade or whatever. And I'm like, okay, same campus. You can't control a kid when he leaves, walks out of campus. How are you gonna keep him like in control? And then at the same time, how are you gonna know when they don't bring a knife or they don't bring something because there's no metal detectors. And then there's also the other point of view where it's like, okay, we don't want our kids to be in prison or whatever. But I'm like, okay, guys, think about it. A lot of the people that are complaining are Latin Americans or other, like, because we feel like we're being, how to explain it, like racially profiled or like something because of our racism or because of racism, we're gonna have more limitations or they're gonna be after us. I mean, that's always been something that's been present. Like, I mean, not as much as it was before, but right now with all the political stuff going, there's a lot of like. What is it called? Sleeping racisms that, I mean, sleeping racists that were like coming alive now. But I mean, it's part of the process. And like I told my mom, I'm like, dude, if we really wanted to argue, have that argument, like go back to our home country. They're all enclosed. Everything's enclosed. And the kids are more secure in those schools than they are here. So, I mean, there's no shootings at those schools. There's no, like, everything's controlled. Like, what are we missing?
Yeah, there's no, well, I mean, at least we don't hear about it, right? There's no shootings or stabbings or anything like that. But it's just a scary time going back to why people don't want to have more. Like, I don't want to have any more kids. I'm done because it's too scary out here in these streets.
Yeah, I agree.
So another thing that I kind of wanted to, I guess talk to our listeners about mostly, but also get your input on it is I would, I don't know, like I would love for people to submit stories of, I don't know, like do some sort of segment, you know, at the end of every episode where we share someone's story about, you know, maybe a fear that they've overcome or a challenge that they've overcome or some sort of something that, you know, that they're struggling with at the moment, a fear that they're struggling with, an insecurity, anxiety, like something that they're struggling with. And maybe even have it be like, tell us what you're doing afraid, you know, like that's like a segment about like, you know, what are we doing afraid, you know, ladies and gentlemen. I just feel like it would be really fun and it'd be a good way to include our audience, but I'm not sure. I don't know. Like, I don't know how people feel about it. We would keep everything, you know, private. We wouldn't share anyone's names or anything like that. But it would be nice. So hopefully in the future, if we can get more engagement, that is an idea that I've recently thought about, and I just thought it would be really cool to include at the end of every episode. But yeah, we'll get there. Hopefully, maybe one day eventually.
Yeah, we sure will.
So as usual, we want to thank you all for listening and spending this time with us. We hope that you all have an amazing week. If you haven't done so, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, but also if you're listening, subscribe to Apple or wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Follow us on the Instagram page, email us, and yeah, we love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.